This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill that would change the way many bicyclists ride in Colorado is rolling through the legislature. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The bill would legalize so-called safety stops for bicyclists at all intersections. That means they could proceed through stop signs at a slow speed as long as the intersection is clear. They could also do so at a red light after stopping. It's meant to help cyclists distance themselves from automobile traffic rather than starting from a standstill alongside cars, trucks, and buses. Opponents say the change would be confusing and should be left to local governments to decide. The bill could head to the Senate soon. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A power utility in Durango is voted to partially shift away from its single energy provider. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports the move will let them add locally produced renewable energy.
La Plata Electric buys energy from Tri-State, the largest power supplier for rural utility companies in the Rocky Mountain West. Historically, a contract with Tri-State means members can only generate 5% of their own power. The Durango's utility board has voted to negotiate a new contract to get only half of its electricity from Tri-State. If approved, the other half will come from a renewable power company. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn has filed nominating petitions for his re-election primary. Colorado Politics reports the Colorado Springs Republican filed more than 3,000 signatures, which is double the amount needed to qualify for the primary. Lamborn represents the 5th Congressional District, which includes the Springs and El Paso County. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.